me tell you about a story about a dog. Now, it's not about Tobin, it's about another dog. And the dog went missing. And so its owner put posters around the town, and the poster gave the dog's name, a cash reward, and a description that described the dog like this. It said, "My dog's only got three legs. He's blind in the left eye. My dog's missing a right ear. His tail is broken off. He was neutered accidentally by a fence." Think about that for a moment. "He's almost deaf, and he answers to the name Lucky." Do you think the dog was lucky? Think of all his troubles. He'd lost a leg, he'd lost an eye, he'd lost an ear, most of his hearing was gone. And so he's far from lucky when it comes to his health and his circumstances, but he is wonderfully lucky. And do you know why he's wonderfully lucky? Because he has an owner who loves him so much and wants him back that he's willing to pay a big cash reward and go looking him. Isn't that interesting? Lucky. Not because of his circumstances, but because of who loved him. And you know it's the same with you and I. No matter how many aches and pains we have, no matter how many sorrows or loss we have, and we all have lots of those, we are lucky because we have an owner, a good shepherd, a heavenly father who loves us and wants us close to him even when it costs. And that's what the story of the parable of the lost sheep is all about. Someone who loved the sheep so much that they would go looking for it, even if it costs. So Jesus, as is practice, tells a story to a group of listeners. And he picks up a common theme, and all the parables of Jesus pick up on a common theme, and it's of a shepherd who's had a trouble with a sheep. And so we can imagine the shepherd at the end of the day counting the sheep. 96, 97, 98, 99. Oh, who's missing? Maybe I should count again. And the shepherd counts again, and the sheep is still missing. So, in full search mode, the shepherd strides off, leaving the 99. Now, this leaving the 99 is significant. We're told that he's in open country, which means while he's out searching, who's going to look after the 99? Now, maybe there were other shepherds there that he could leave them with, but maybe not. Maybe it would have been more sensible for the shepherd to cut his losses, focus on the 99, and just not worry about that one sheep that had wandered off. But the sheep cared for that one who was lost, and that made that one sheep very lucky. Now, in biblical days, there were no fences, and they certainly didn't have motorcycles to speed them on his way. So the sheep could have gone anywhere. But eventually, persistence pays off, and the shepherd finds the sheep. And then he does something most unusual. If it was me, I might have given the sheep a little kick in the backside to remind it not to go wandering off again. But I'm not a very good shepherd. This shepherd picks the sheep up and puts it on his shoulders. And we're told he did that with joy. And I'm thinking, how far does he have to walk home with this heavy sheep on his shoulders? What a good shepherd. So we're told that with joy, he finds the sheep. And then he eventually finds his way home. Now, if you're a farmer in New Zealand and you've got a sheep that's difficult, if you've got a sheep that pushes through fences is really hard to look after, what do farmers in New Zealand do with a sheep like that? They put them in the freezer for dog food, don't they? Not this shepherd. This shepherd gets home, and again, we're told that with joy he calls his neighbours and friends. Now, I think that sheep was lucky not to be on the menu. Ha! The shepherd says, "Come and have a party, I've found my sheep." I thought that sheep could have been roasted, but he's not. The sheep is not roasted. So the second time, we're told that the shepherd rejoices, but he rejoices with his friends and neighbours. They celebrate. And this sheep is so lucky. No matter the misfortune, like our dog Lucky, no matter the misfortune, this sheep and Lucky, the dog, have owners that spared no amount of time and energy to find them when they were lost. Now, what's the point of this story? Why did Jesus tell the parable? Well, in verse 7, he says this, "I tell you, in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Now there's that word again, rejoice. This is the third time the word rejoice is used in this parable. Now in the Bible, if the writer of Jesus wants to emphasize something, he can't use capital letters or bold. They just didn't have those in those days. So what they do is they repeat key words. And so for Jesus, he wants us to know that the key word is rejoice. That's the theme that goes through. See, because our Heavenly Father and all of heaven rejoice when one person who has strayed from God comes back. And of course, that's the meaning of the word repent. Now, repent is one of those religious church words. What does it mean? Religious repent means literally a 180-degree turn around. It's a 180-degree turn. So the sheep was the stray, and then it was turned around by the shepherd and came back home. And that's what God says we all need to do. We need to repent. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Isaiah chapter 53 talks about us being sheep that have gone astray. And so we all need to repent. We need to allow Jesus to grab hold of us, put us on his shoulder, and carry us home. We need to say we're sorry for being selfish, sorry for being rebellious, sorry, God, for turning to our own ways. We now turn to you and ask you to be our Lord and Saviour. We acknowledge that we are rebellious and prone to sin. We acknowledge we fall short and miss the mark. And repentance means we seek forgiveness. And when we repent, we are lucky. Now, we're not lucky in that it's all down to chance. We're not that lucky. But when we repent, we're lucky like the dog, because we are greatly loved. And we're lucky like the sheep, whose shepherd spared no expense to find the missing sheep. And so that is why we are lucky. Not because we won lotto last week, but because God loves us. And it cost. It cost them a lot. We are lucky because we are all like sheep who have wandered off, and Jesus left the 99 to chase us down, to search high and low, even if it cost them. And as I alluded to before, it did cost them. Isaiah 53 puts it like this: we all like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid upon Jesus the iniquity of us all. You see, for us to be lucky, for us to be dearly loved, Jesus needed to go to the cross and take our sin and rebellion upon himself so that we could be eternally and everlastingly lucky. And because we are close to the Father heart of God. Prophet Isaiah again in another place puts it like this: he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. It's a lovely image, isn't it? And so here we have he gathers the lambs, that's you and I. Our Heavenly Father gathers you and I in his arms and carries us close to his heart. Well, this is the good news. It's good news, isn't it? And it's open to everyone who wants to have Jesus as their Lord. And this is why we're lucky. I'm lucky because I was one of those lost sheep, the one of the 100 that wandered away. But Jesus would not leave me on the scrap heap. Jesus did not leave me eternally lost. He searched and hunted me down, and I am everlastingly in the arms of him who carries him, he carries me close to his heart. This is the invitation for each one of us. And for those that have been following Jesus for years and years, it continues to be a joy to our heart. But for those that haven't been following Jesus and would like to, then you can ask Jesus to be your good shepherd, and he will make you very, very lucky. Not like the dog lucky, but like the sheep lucky. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus' amazing parables and for this one about the lost sheep. And thank you that lost sheep was lucky because he was dearly loved. And thank you that we are lucky because we are dearly loved. Not because of some random chance, but because of your Father heart love for us. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.